Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Yeah, we're now heard from 1 to 4. So if you can't listen live during these 3 hours, it's a lot of time, but if you can't, then you just download the podcast at KFIAM640.com or use the iHeartRadio app. In 15 minutes or so, another keyword for you to win possibly $1,000 in KFI's cash refill contest. Well, the big story pretty much all day, but especially this morning, there was an outage at the FAA and a computer system called Notice to Air Mission Systems that provides safety information to flight crews. This resulted in a ground stop. No planes were allowed to take off, and I guess those in the air, well, they had to eventually find a place to land. Let's go to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, with more details on what happened.
Yeah, hey there, guys. So this was the first nationwide grounding of flights taking off in the U.S. since 9/11. And there were a couple of caveats to that, that those that were in the air, they were allowed to keep flying because the pilots, they had already gotten their NOTAM briefings before they took off. And then they did not close U.S. airspace like they did on 9/11. But for takeoffs, this was the first since 9/11. And it's been a really big deal all day today. 9,500 flights in the U.S. have been delayed. 1,319 have been canceled. Number one among the airlines of 51% of their flights being delayed and 424 of their flights being canceled, Southwest. They just cannot catch a break in this whole thing. And this was not them that created this today, but now they're going to have to clean up the mess. American Airlines, second, and then United, and then Delta. So everybody's being hit by this, and this was about 90 minutes. We know the system began to get funky on them last night. They went to a backup system, then the backup system failed this morning, early in the morning, LA time.
How can that be? How can the main system and a backup system fail?
They say that for whatever reason, the backup now, pilots are saying today, just like an airplane, there should be a backup to the backup to the backup, that in case something goes bad when you're talking about aviation safety, that the backup was not delivering the NOTAM messages.
Right, because this is all software, right?
Yeah, essentially. An old computer system.
Like a big cloud, right?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, this is old stuff that the FAA is using, and air traffic controllers have said the systems in general need to be replaced. It's going to take a lot of money from Congress to do it. This one, not as critical as, say, real-time air traffic control and their systems there of where planes are in the moment, but the NOTAM system, which, by the way, listeners may be going, well, no, it's not noticed air missions. It's noticed airmen. At some point, the FAA changed that. Internationally, it's still noticed airmen, but because of airmen, now they've made it noticed air missions. But it tells pilots before they take off things like closed airspace, closed runways, bird activity around airports, things that they need to be generally aware of. And, you know, if they change what runway is open at LAX, they need to know that coming in if one is closed for maintenance. So that whole system went down. A lot of questions today. What was the cause of this? And we're getting a better idea. But first of all, at the White House today, they were saying, well, they don't see anything. And at the FAA and at the Department of Transportation, that this was a cyber attack, the White House saying.
We do not have evidence that this outage was caused by a cyber attack. The FAA is working aggressively to get to the bottom of the root causes for the system outage so that it does not happen again.
Now, publicly, Secretary Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, is saying they have not ruled out a cyber attack. There's no evidence of it. But we just, before you guys came to me, got an update from a senior official briefed on the internal review that they're doing right now, that they believe at this point, and they're still investigating, this was a result of a mistake, that an engineer replaced one file with another yesterday, not realizing that he or she had made that mistake, and then the systems began in a cascading way, taking itself down and then taking down the backup, and then they had to figure out what was going on. So the senior official saying it was an honest mistake that cost the country millions of dollars in the old system.
But how could one file mistake cause all that damage?
It's an old system that they say had they been able to replace it, that it would have caught itself and stopped this from going downhill.
But they don't. Shouldn't like an error message pop up saying, no, you can't do that?
You would think, but whatever they were doing, apparently this is what they believe right now. But to add a wrinkle to that, the Canadian NOTAM system also went down today, and that's totally disconnected and a different system than the U.S. system. And Canada is saying, unrelated to the U.S. outage, they're investigating as well. They don't think theirs was a cyber attack either, but, I mean, coincidentally, say 2 hours later, Canada went down.
Something that's never happened before happens in two different countries at the same time.
Yeah.
And
totally
the backup
different
system
systems
gets
as well,
it.
Yeah.
The Russians.
All right, now, Mr. Skeptical here, what if they're just feeding us a load of horse crap and something serious did happen? They don't want to admit it.
Yeah, I mean, the question, would they tell us, you know, like an asteroid coming? That you think of the lack of trust in the aviation system. Not, we don't have any indication that that is going on. They swear that they're going to be transparent and tell us, and all of our indicators are that they believe it was an IT mistake, you know, by the IT guy that you always want to yell at. Would we know? Would they want us to know? That's debated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, they've tossed it out there today. If this was a nation state that did this, this would be an act of war, messing with our aviation safety system.
I'm just saying the odds that it would hit Canada, too, and Canada has an entirely separate system, that you can't even calculate that.
Yeah, a lot of money, a lot of impact.
Buttigieg will get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, right.
He says they will. He came out of a meeting earlier today, and he said, look, you know, now we know that we began to see signs of it last night. We thought we were good. Then we this morning noticed everything was bad and had to reboot it. Which, by the way, this morning it was, you know, 'cause it happened like 3-4 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. Not a lot of departures were going on at that time. So red eyes that were in the air, they were fine. But this was mainly, and that's why the hardest hit airports are Reagan National, LaGuardia, just looking at cancellations and delays, Chicago, O'Hare, Newark, Denver. But LAX, I mean, it's kind of been that snowball like we see with storms that, you know, the plane that was going to go JFK to LAX never arrived at LAX. The plane that was then going to go, you know, Newark to Chicago to Denver to LAX never got out of the Newark. So now we're seeing cancellations and delays at LAX that through the day early on this morning wasn't all that bad on the West Coast. Now it's getting bad because planes are in the wrong cities. Same thing that we have when it's a storm. Planes are in the wrong cities. Crews are in the wrong cities. So the airlines are again going to have to figure this out, but not just Southwest. All of them are going to have to figure it out of how do they move them around. Hopefully they can do it overnight tonight and have a much better day tomorrow. But right now it's a mess.
I don't know.
All right, Alex.
Sounds fishy to me.
Damn. You got it. Thanks, guys.
Right, Alex Stone, ABC News, KFI on the FAA ground stop.
Two countries at the same time. We haven't had this happen ever. The last time they had a full ground stop was because of 9/11. It wasn't because of a computer malfunction.
Mm. Well, I kept hearing all morning it's aging computer systems that need to be upgraded and updated.
But is that the official story they're putting out to cover up something else?
Do you think it's a hack or an attack or a cyber terrorism? Is that what you think?
Well, it could be. Then how do you get two countries at the same time?
They could have gone for something bigger, though, if they could do that. Like the air traffic control systems.
I don't know. It could be a bunch of Russian terrorists just doing whatever they think they can pull off.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We spend trillions of dollars a year, and for all these decades, they don't upgrade the flight systems. Seriously?
All right. Coming up next, you have a chance to win $1,000, but what you need is the keyword. That word is coming, along with the instructions. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, well, we're now going to explore a viral video, John. Don't we love to do that?
Yeah.
And depending on your perspective, the man who did this was either right and just, or it's horrifying. It's a San Francisco man who apparently decided to hose down a woman who, according to the caption in the picture, appears to be homeless. She's planted on a sidewalk outside a lounge on Montgomery Street, and it looks like she refused to move as they were doing like a street cleanup. So Collier Gwynn took out the hose and began to spray her. Here is the story from CBS Bay Area reporter Betty Yu.
The owner of the San Francisco Art Gallery says he understands the rage that people feel toward him. He said on Tuesday, someone punched his front glass window and threatened to kill him. This viral video captures a San Francisco art gallery owner spraying a homeless woman with a hose Monday morning. It sparked widespread outrage online.
What they saw is very regrettable. I feel awful, not just because I want to get out of trouble or something like that, but because I'd put a tremendous amount of effort into helping this woman.
Collier Gwynn owns Foster Gwynn Gallery in Jackson Square. He said this confrontation was the result of multiple attempts to get her help after he spent days cleaning up her mess and letting her sleep in his doorway. He said he and other business owners in the area have called SFPD and social services more than two dozen times in the last 2 weeks.
So I said, she needs psychiatric help. You can tell. She's pulling her hair. She's screaming. She's talking in tongues. You can't understand anything she says. She's throwing food everywhere.
Collier said on Monday he'd had enough.
I've been down here 40 years. I've seen tons of homeless people. We've helped the ones that we could, and I have not had any issues with people. But in this case, I was very upset that the city could not help.
He said police and city workers told him they could not forcibly move the woman.
I just snapped. I was watering and around her, and I just snapped when she went off in her belligerent, you know, tongues and stuff. And I just snapped and I pulled the hose up higher and I sprayed her. And when I look at myself on the film, I can't even believe that that's me. But I didn't know what else to do. It was getting so frustrating.
I want you to shut down and I want you to move away because you treated somebody inhumanely.
We were there Tuesday when a man confronted Collier over his actions. Collier said he's been inundated with repeated death threats and targeted by vandals. Barbarossa Lounge next door, whose business could be seen in the background, said it condemns Collier's actions.
It's very unfortunate that it happened in front of our small business. You know, we've been struggling a lot through COVID, you know, hanging on by a thread, and now our reputation is being dragged through the mud for something that we didn't do, something that's not even affiliated with us. We don't believe in the inhumane treatment of anyone, homeless or not.
Collier said before this moment, behaved like an angel to the woman.
I'm very, very sorry. I'm not going to defend myself. I'm not going to because I can't defend that.
You should.
Okay,
actually.
So after that incident happened, after he sprayed the woman with the hose, police went out, but officers told us that both parties chose not to take action at the time. Now, Collier said that today he saw the woman again in an ambulance, and he apologized to her, but that she wasn't really making sense when she responded.
She doesn't know.
The city's Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing told KPIX, this was an awful act towards someone so vulnerable, and that there is no place for this kind of violence and hatred.
Violence. I'm about to get out of hose here. I can't take it. This guy is not a bad guy. Okay.
I can explain. He did everything he could with this woman.
Yeah, I know. Can you? I'd snap too after a while because she's out there every day and she's screaming and she's throwing trash around.
Talking in tongues.
Driving away his customers. He runs an art gallery, okay? You get a certain kind of person who goes to an art gallery, you expect a certain kind of atmosphere, and you have this absolute schizophrenic lunatic screaming, speaking in tongues, and nobody in the city will come get her, not even the police. What do you think is going to happen after a while? You think people are going to put up with this stuff? And by the way, how many countless, dozens, hundreds of stories have we done about homeless people stabbing, slicing people in the neck, assaulting them in all kinds of terrible ways, throwing feces at people, right? Remember the business owner here in L.A. had a bag of feces thrown at him?
Yeah.
I didn't hear any of these homeless groups say, well, that was an awful act of hatred. None of them. All right? Remember the guy in Ventura had his throat slit by a homeless person in front of his family, and he bled to death at the dinner table at a steakhouse? Remember that? Did you hear any homeless groups go, oh, that was just an unconscionable act of violence? No. They never say anything about it. When the rest of us get, oh, how about the guy who was set on fire in a metro train here in LA a few months back? Set on fire by a homeless person, a woman. Set on fire twice. Did we hear about the unconscionable act from the homeless group? No.
This poor guy now is getting death threats.
Yeah.
Graffiti they're putting on his art gallery.
Yeah.
We also have audio of the actual spraying of the homeless woman. Let's listen to this first.
You know, he tries to help the victim all this time. He's been there for 40 years, never caused any trouble. He has a business. He's paying taxes. And the London Breed's stupid city and the stupid police department can't remove this woman and do something compassionately and put her in a mental health hospital, which is
and
where
as usual, somebody flips out their phone
yeah.
and takes video of this to cause outrage on Twitter
right.
without
right.
understanding anything of the circumstances.
And now he has to take all these threats and nonsense. He does. Really?
Here he is explaining to onlookers why he did this.
I've been here for 40 years. We've had tons of homeless. But they haven't been in a situation where they get that violent with 10 days of the neighborhood trying to do something. We have been able in the past to get them taken to a shelter, which they leave immediately. But
yep.
they've also had the situation where I don't know.
I've listened to her talk to the people and say, no, this is the way I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
My idea of cleanliness is not your idea of cleanliness.
Yeah, there we go.
And I've listened
That's
to her
fine.
Do that. But
it's fine if she knows what she's saying.
Yeah.
My idea of cleanliness is not your idea.
Okay. I believe that.
All right, that's the standard, okay? And he has to take all this abuse?
Right, he's the villain in
what,
all this.
What a stupid, what a horrible city San Francisco is. London Breed is a horrible mayor. All those bureaucrats, all those homeless cheats, everybody who works for the homeless industrial complex
well,
in San Francisco.
Well, people voted with their feet. It's one of the most exited cities that we had
yeah,
in the country last year.
Record
people
amount
moved
of,
out, and they're not coming back.
Businesses, restaurants, and bars are shut down like crazy. Retail shops, massive amount of office space is now going vacant. They've completely destroyed the city, and they're jumping on this guy.
And we got more, not from the homeless, but what we're talking about, the Bay Area emptying out. We're going to talk about these transit systems, the subways in New York and the Bay Area, the BART. Holy mackerel, they're really at their end financially. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Now on from 1 until 4, 1 until
we
4
are?
Every day. Yes,
yeah.
you get
yeah.
the podcast after 4, and you can listen to the whole show anytime you want. Go to the iHeartRadio app or go to the KFI website and download the podcast. It's called John and Ken On Demand.
Yeah.
That's how you request it.
The Moist Line is back day after tomorrow, so a quick reminder for you to leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Today, we're also fully back with the show. Our vegan has returned. she had COVID and was gone for a long time. Mm-hmm. Could not test negative for COVID for a long time. But
yep.
All she did was lay on the couch for
with
2 weeks.
Dogs. And I'm sure my dogs are wondering where the heck I am today. Mm. So, it's very nice. Well, yeah. That part was very nice, just hanging with them.
Just laying with the dogs.
All day long.
Today also happens to be the anniversary of the John and Ken show.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
The first show was on this date too many years ago to mention.
That's right. A number we will not name.
It's January 11th. And there you go. We were just talking about San Francisco. Some guy decided to hose down a homeless woman who he was trying to help, but he finally just was at his wit's end and reacted that way. And of course, oh my God, this is horrible. Who would do this?
No, it's horrible the way London Breed runs that city and how they treat her. That's what's horrible. It's horrible that the police didn't take her off for mental health treatment. It's not that guy isn't the problem.
This story in the Wall Street Journal about the dwindling mass transit systems in some of America's biggest cities focuses on places like New York, Chicago, and the Bay Area. And, of course, a lot of it is because workers realize they could work from home, which I understand. To give you an idea, in San Francisco in the Bay Area, it's BART, which stands for the Bay Area Rapid Transit. They recorded 3.7 million trips in November. That's a little more than one-third of their ridership before COVID. Think about that. They've lost two-thirds of their trips. A lot of people don't like mass transit, something you've heard us talk about many times in the air. Yes, so the opportunity to work from home has given them a new chance to avoid mass transit. But the third thing, and this is noted in the story but not really commented on, some other cities such as Dallas and Cincinnati are not seeing the same problems. So, you know, what do Chicago and New York and San Francisco have more in common beyond the fact that they have failing transit systems and workers who want to work remotely? They also have all those other problems we talked about.
Well, they got the
surging homelessness and crime. You don't hear a lot about Cincinnati with these problems. I'm sure they have homeless people, but you don't hear a lot about Dallas with these problems.
Far fewer.
I'm sure they have homeless people and crime, but
They come from Ohio. They come from Texas.
Oh, the homeless people do?
The homeless people, yes.
Because they're moved on?
Most of the homeless people here are from other states.
Right.
They come from other states that don't put up with this crap.
Yeah.
And we have a bad problem here. The metro system here is a complete disaster. The ridership is down to levels not seen in decades, and it's never coming back. They turned it over, as we know, to the homeless and the insane. So nobody normal is ever going to take a train or a bus here in LA ever. We could talk about this 10 years from now. It's going to be the same story. It's a dead system. It's a huge waste of billions of dollars.
Same thing is true. How many times you see the news in New York, some homeless guy shoves somebody onto the tracks and the subways there?
Yeah.
And up at the BART system, you ever written that? There's often a bunch of homeless people lying on there.
If you can't guilt the left-wing bedwetters in San Francisco and LA to use mass transit, it's not going to fly anywhere. Because it turns out even the left-wing weenie bedwetters don't want to get stabbed or set on fire while they're taking a ride to work.
Yeah, they haven't had so much meth or fentanyl that their self-preservation part of their brain is gone. Right?
Exactly, yeah.
They realize that they want to continue on.
You would have to be on meth and fentanyl to want to take a metro train here in L.A.
Well, but the homeless are our neighbors. Why not share the train with them or the bus? They're our neighbors, and they have places to go to. They're not just killing time lying there.
You know what? This is where you judge people by what they do, how they really feel, and how they really feel is they're disgusted and terrified of all the vagrants on the trains. You know, they could babble all the platitudes they want about being compassionate towards the downtrodden. They don't mean that. They're not going to share a train ride with them for a half an hour.
Oh, and here's the the proof out of New York. New York's MTA took a survey. 60% of subway riders say they're riding less due to safety concerns. Major transit crimes are up 30% last year compared with 2021. That's the proof.
Well, they
so it's not just so much about, well, I don't have to go to work every day now. It's also, it's exacerbated by the fact that they don't feel safe.
They run all the crimes on the news every night in New York. That's all people see, like we do. All the crazy subway attacks, people getting pushed in front of trains, pushed off the platforms.
Oh, here's a great quote from someone who, you know, is hand-wringing. Lori Romero is a lawyer who lives in Brooklyn and works in downtown Manhattan. She rarely goes to her office anymore. The homeless are sad, but the floridly psychotic and dangerous make going into Manhattan a challenging experience. Boy, isn't that a soft way of putting it?
You know what? That's not the way she talks in real life.
Floridly psychotic.
Floridly psychotic.
And dangerous. It's a challenging experience.
You know what? These people are like monsters. It's like they crawled up out of hell to terrorize people who are standing on the surface.
Yeah.
You know what? And good. I hope the whole system dies. All these mass transit systems are antiquated. They're out of date. They're headed towards permanent uselessness. Because people don't have to take it to go to work. And they don't have to put up with homeless people and the insane and the drug addicts. They don't have to. And they won't.
We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. And we're now on from 1 to 4. Quick reminder, use the iHeartRadio app or the website to pick up the podcast and hear the entire show. Hey, John, nobody won the Mega Millions last night, so it's now inching its way towards $1.5 billion.
Oh, that ratchets up the tension even further, doesn't it?
It's going to be very exciting for the next drawing on Friday. So I'm just giving you another heads up to get your tickets.
All right, thank you.
When you go to buy your little sugar cookies or whatever you buy at that grocery store, you know, you can probably pick up a lottery ticket.
That's right. It's always on my mind. I just never get around to it. I don't know what happens.
It's funny how that works. One of the more unusual stories of the week concerns a woman in Missouri that has taken this all the way up to the Missouri Supreme Court. She wanted money from Geico. Geico, you know, the Gecko Geico,
yeah.
The Maryland-based insurance company. Here's the logic. They called it an unusual legal strategy. She apparently had sex with a man in his 2014 Hyundai Genesis, to be exact. And she did this in 2017. And she got HPV. She got a sexually transmitted disease. Human papillomavirus, HPV.
Yeah.
So the theory was it was in the car, and his car has insurance, so pay me.
So she sued Geico for catching a venereal disease in the back seat. Do we know
the back seat, the front seat? They took the front seat and put it all the way down. You know how people do recline?
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering. Was she into?
Does it matter? It was in the car.
Was it front seat or back seat sex? What kind of girl was she?
Just as a reminder, HPV can cause cervical cancer and genital warts.
Well,
which is just a horrible phrase.
Yeah, which is why you don't have sex with strangers. I mean,
no,
you got to hand it to a woman willing to have sex in a Hyundai. So of course she's gonna
She asked Geico for $1 million. She went to them and she wrote, "Just let me know." They of course refused.
And
because
this
it did not
court?
Occur during normal use of the vehicle.
Yeah, I don't think that's covered in the insurance policy, right? That they cover any sexually transmitted diseases that are picked up by passengers.
So get this: they went to arbitration. The arbitrator decided the man had negligently infected her and awarded damages of $5.2 million, which the arbitrator said, well, Geico will pay that. Geico said, I don't think so.
What kind of a crazy guy was that?
What do you mean
the insurance company pays because this guy gives, I wouldn't even call it a girlfriend, gives this woman a disease and the insurance company's on the hook? What the hell?
Well, eventually the Missouri Supreme Court agreed with Geico that they are not liable.
That little HPV bug was crawling inside of him. That was in his system.
There was a lower court ruling that favored Geico paying the woman.
Oh, that's crazy. Where in the insurance policy does it cover sexually transmitted diseases?
And apparently one of their causes was they were not allowed to, the word they use here is intervene in the lawsuit.
Okay. All right. So
now, if you're the one that's being told you have to pay, of course you can intervene, but a judge ruled they can't.
Wait. So if you catch the HPV in a motel, is the motel responsible for all the diseases that have been transmitted there?
Wow. That's true. Well, plus, what if you catch it in somebody's house,
you went home right.
with, you got homeowners.
The homeowners policy covers that?
Does homeowners cover STDs? I don't know.
No.
That's why they called this an unusual legal strategy.
Unusual.
She's trying it out.
It's a rip off.
Lawyer.
What a classy girl.
To try this case.
There's somebody you want to take home. All right, Conway's here.
I can speak firsthand that homeowner insurance does not cover STDs.
Oh, really? Firsthand?
You've done some research.
Where were your hands?
It was a bad college thing. I had a friend who went to a party, and he had a cold sore on his lip the size of like a Coke can.
Oh.
And in high school, he went to a party with that on his lip, and everybody still talks about it. It's 43 years later.
Was he trying to pick up women? Or...
I think he was trying to pick up penicillin at some point.
Yeah, you stay home, don't you?
Yeah. You stay home and you tell everybody you're sick.
You
do not go
that,
out like that.
That thing crusts up and falls out.
No. You do not go out like that. Nobody will ever remember or ever forget that. Alex Stone's coming on with us. The flight delays this morning were horrible. The FAA system all went in the toilet. And then Jason Nathanson, the best and worst moments, or the worst and much worst moments of the 2023 Golden Globes. Did you watch it all? You guys watch it?
My wife had it on briefly. No.
I don't watch award shows.
It's woke. It's boring. It's people I don't know.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's right. You're right. I didn't see most of the movies. And look, I wasn't up for one this year, so I didn't go.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. You were last year.
You
right?
were eligible last year. Yeah.
Yes. The ensemble cast of Licorice Pizza was up
that
for
was it. Licorice Pizza
up for awards, and we did not win that though. So
no.
So I'm
you
still
prepared a speech, didn't you?
I'm still pissed at the Globes.
Yeah.
You notice I call them the Globes. That's an industry.
Sure. You've always been an insider.
That's exactly right. And then David Goldstein's coming on with us. We got investigates on how business owners downtown are, avoiding and dealing with the homeless issue. Mm. Right?
Mm. I see.
Yeah. So.
All right.
I guess there's a homeless issue. The guy in San Francisco hoses.
That was his strategy.
Yeah, but you know what? Look, that guy's taking a lot of heat. He's been putting up with that woman for 3 years.
I agree, yes.
And she sits in front of his business, and it costs him money every single day.
I would have stepped a long time ago.
Yeah, the guy made it for quite some time.
And now he's getting death threats.
Yes, death threats, right? That's nutty.
Conway's next.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Come on.
It's the show.
KFI, KMSDHD2. Los Angeles, Orange County.
Ding, ding, door.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.